This is a new segment that I'm starting that I'm simply going to call it Unwrapped. Meaning, I'm going to come in with my thoughts with total vulnerability. Can I say the word right? Vulnerability. And I'm just going to say what's on my heart. I could be right, could be wrong, could get in a lot of trouble, but I'm going to be honest with how I'm feeling at that moment. So the Toronto Raptors win the NBA title last night. I think it's great. First of all, because it's not the Golden State Warriors, the team that's been called the greatest team of the era. You know, forget about the Celtics, the Pacers, not the Pacers, gosh. Pacers would probably never be called that. Although I like the Pacers, just they're not going to be called one of the greatest ever. That was a slip up. So, or the Bulls, or the Pistons. When I consider an era, I consider it a generation. Those are the teams that I think of as being great. I also like it because it didn't have anything to do with LeBron James. I've got plenty of opinions on LeBron James. Just glad not to be talking about him right now. Is he the best ever? I don't know. I'll tell you that the conversation that people say every single day in the NBA, is LeBron the best ever, is sickening. Gosh, it's tiring to hear about LeBron. I hate talking about LeBron. It's to the point that he could be Mother Teresa. And I hate talking about LeBron James. Why? Because let's have a new topic. It's like when I go to my dad's house, when I went to my dad's house, he died this past spring. It was always, how's the weather? Crops are looking good. And I love my dad. I love my dad's legacy. I love my legacy. But I don't want to be talking about the weather. I don't want to be talking about corn yields. I want to have deep, meaningful conversations. LeBron James, to me, is not a deep, meaningful conversation. And you're probably thinking, hey, this discussion is not deep or meaningful. Well, I told you it was unwrapped. It's going to be coming to you honest and to honest to a fault that I'm just going to share whatever I'm thinking at the moment. How? This is Dakota. This is totally unscripted. Tell me why.
Because technically, you were kind of talking trash about.
I'm not talking trash. That's what Grandpa loved to talk about. Doesn't make it bad. I just don't want to talk about those things. But I would talk about it because that's what Dad wanted to talk about. Nothing wrong with that. So Dakota being a voice of reason, as per usual, she keeps me on track. So Toronto Raptors, first ever championship for the Raptors. She also tells me to be quieter. But I like to scream because that shows you how passionate I am. Remember Vince Carter? He was the greatest ever before the next greatest ever, before the greatest ever of all time, LeBron James. Remember, we weren't going to talk about him. So the Toronto Raptors win. I think it's great. New teams winning championships. Wonderful. I remember when the Toronto Blue Jays won the World Series back in the 90s. I thought it was the best thing ever. So my thoughts, go Toronto, go Raptors. Don't care about the NBA too much because it's just all controversy and it's a lot of hot air. But if anybody in the NBA wants to hire me to do play-by-play, I will be glad to do your games and I'll be glad to turn down the hot air for me on the topic of the NBA. So that's Unwrapped for today. Toronto Raptors champions, greatest of all time. Well, the greatest for this year. Bye.